Real Exam English, Season 4, The Future. Hello and welcome to the Real Exam English podcast. This episode is about the future. This topic is one that often comes up in exams. You could be asked about your personal plans or goals, or about predictions for the future regarding things like jobs, artificial intelligence, or maybe the environment. So in this episode, we'll hear some great ways to express what you would like to do. We'll hear what skills will be useful for the future. We have some nice adverbs, phrasal verbs, and some top-class vocabulary too, including some super useful idioms. If you have difficulties following any of the speakers, or me for that matter, then you can find details of how to get the transcript for this episode on the website realexamenglish.com. Righto, here we go with the first question. Is there anything you would love to be able to do in the future?
Is there anything I'd love to do in the future? Yeah, I'd like to retire like now. in the next 2 days. That'd be great. And I have a free time to do what I like. Yeah, but apart from that, I think you get to a stage where you think, well, you know, I would have liked to have done a parachute jump, but I don't really think I fancy doing that anymore. That's something, you know, mad. I would like to travel, actually, in the future, further away, like maybe go to Japan or go to Australia, Hawaii, places like that that I haven't been to. That would be nice if I could do that. If I had enough money, I would like to do that. Have a nice long trip somewhere for a month or two.
What are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend, I've got some friends coming over from the UK. If they manage to get here, because there are strikes, aren't there? And they're flying with EasyJet. So we are keeping our fingers and toes crossed because we don't know whether they're going to be able to make it or not. But so if they do come, what we're going to do is we're going to take them around. We're going to take them to the touristy sites, Alicante, Elche, Santa Pola. And we'll be doing a lot of boozing. And in general, having a good time.
Sounds like good fun. She really expressed her likes well here in a variety of ways. I'd love to do, I'd like to, that'd be great, I would have liked to have done, I don't really think I fancy doing, that'd be nice if I could do that. This last one expresses ability using could. She also expresses ability in her second answer using managed to and able to. She said, I've got some friends coming over from the UK. If they manage to get here because there are strikes, we use managed to when we succeed in doing something difficult, like her friends here who are trying to come to visit her, but because of airline strikes might not make it. That's the reason she went with if they manage to get here. Then she said, we don't know whether they're going to be able to make it or not. So after going to, it's not possible to use the modal verb can to talk about ability. Going to can, nah, not good. So after modal auxiliary verbs, we use to be able to. I haven't been able to practice English today. She won't be able to come tomorrow. They should be able to help you. Her next sentence then was, if they do come, what we're going to do is we're going to take them around the touristy sites. Really nice. We have a conditional, if they do come, combined with a clef sentence. What we're going to do is, and a correct piece of vocabulary in take them to the touristy sites. Note she didn't say touristic, which is technically not incorrect, but just isn't really used much in modern English, except by Spanish and Italian speakers. She had this great expression, we are keeping our fingers and toes crossed. Okay, so you probably already know the expression to keep your fingers crossed, which is hoping for good luck. Well, if you have your fingers and toes crossed, then you're hoping for even more good luck. Which skills will be essential in the future to be able to find the job in the coming years?
Ooh, so for me, I think an essential part of everyone's job is good communication skills and good personal skills. In order to be able to work in any industry and in any role, being able to be kind and considerate and have strong communication skills to be able to verbalize and articulate what you want to explain to people, whether you are in IT as a developer, whether you are an engineer or a doctor, it really doesn't matter, or a cleaning lady, anybody, to know exactly what people need from you is very important. So I think communication and good interpersonal skills will always be required.
Is there anything you'd love to be able to do in the future?
I would love to be able to go down to a 3 or 4 day working week and use the rest of the time for personal learning and development of something else. So I would love to not have to spend all my time 5 days a week working at a desk on a laptop. I would love to enjoy something that I'll appreciate. So now that I'm at the age that I am, I think I'll be able to do that possibly in the next year or two, which I really look forward to.
Okay, this first question was about skills, which is something you're very often asked about in speaking exams, like what skills are needed for different jobs or what skills they should teach in school, or like in this case, what skills will be essential for the future. She gave a fantastic answer. To start off with, she had, ooh, so for me, which is a perfect way to give your personal opinion, then check out the variety of different ways she said more or less the same thing. Good communication skills, good personal skills, strong communication skills to be able to verbalize and articulate what you want to explain to people. Good interpersonal skills will always be required. Nice passive voice there too. So for me, that's a top answer. Good length, well explained, super examples, nice variety of language, and well organized too, with in order to be able to do anything, whether you're an engineer or a doctor, so I think this will always be required. Excellent. Which skills will be essential in the future to be able to find a job in the coming years?
Now, this is a tricky one because I'm keeping my eye on AI at the moment and the developments, especially in my industry, in the media industry with AI. I think, you know, with a lot of editing tasks and things are going to go, you know, podcasters such as yourself won't have to do much editing at all very, very soon. I think still knowing your way around a computer, I think, you know, things like coding that the kids are going to learn, I think that's going to be what the kids are learning at the moment. I think any job like that is going to be is going to be lost. So it's a strange time, and I realize I'm a bit of a Luddite. You know, I've got this, we should, you know, down with the AI because I'm going to lose work. What skills should people be using? I don't know right now. I would have answered this differently maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I think with AI, a lot of jobs are going to change drastically very soon. I don't necessarily think for some people it's going to be brilliant. For me, not so much.
All right, so this guy is keeping an eye on AI at the moment, meaning he is paying close attention to it. You might also keep an eye on your kids to make sure they don't hurt themselves, or keep an eye on the time so that you aren't late. He said that he is a bit of a Luddite. A Luddite is someone who is opposed to new technology and its uses. It's quite a negative term. Like, my dad is such a Luddite, he won't even use a mobile phone. We had some nice adverb usage too. Some jobs are going to change drastically, which kind of means significantly, but more negative. Like, we drastically need to cut down our expenditure, or humans have drastically altered the Earth's atmosphere and we're all doomed to die. If you would like to improve your English before we kill the planet Earth, then hurry up and get in touch for some classes. You can find the details on the website realexamenglish.com. Is there anything you'd love to be able to do in the future?
I'd love to have a long and healthy existence, life. You know, so as the older I can get would be great to enjoy the family and the grandkids and things, but I want to be healthy doing it. I don't want to be ill. So I'm quite into that side of things, trying to get my life on track for when I am getting older, as we all are, and just making sure that I'm still able physically and also mentally. So that's what I'm striving for.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Saturday morning, we'll be running at the track as normal with our triathlon club, and then we go for breakfast. So that'll be that. Then we'll take our dog out for a walk, and then we'll probably just have a look around the market in the town. And then Sunday, we usually go for a group ride, bike ride, but I think the weather's not going to be great. So that will, yeah, we'll probably just have to adjust. And then obviously see family as well. My son's just moved back from Northampton up to Lincolnshire. So, yeah, we'll probably get in touch and see him.
Wow, so many phrasal verbs here. Look around the market. My son's just moved back from Northampton. We'll get in touch and hang out. Nice. I think you guys already know all of these, but it's a good illustration of how frequently native English speakers use phrasal verbs without most of them even knowing what a phrasal verb is. We had two different uses of the word track in his answers. The first one that he was trying to get his life on track for when he is older. So imagine a train that is off its tracks. If it gets back on track, then it's going to get successfully to its destination. Same here, if he gets his life on track, then it's on the correct path to having a healthy life, which kind of implies that he was not as healthy as he would have liked in the past. In the second answer, he has a more literal meaning of the word track. He said he's going running at the track with his triathlon club, the track here being the circuit that athletes run around. So he's going running at the track in order to get his life on track for when he's older. Good for him. Which skills will be essential in the future to be able to find a job in the coming years?
For the immediate future, I think there's probably two main areas that will be important. I think that's kind of anything to do with sort of the greening of technology and energy. So skills that focus on sort of climate change adaptation. So I think those will be very helpful. And then also technology skills, because we are becoming more and more technologically advanced as a society. And I think that those skills, I think for the majority of people in terms of looking for a job, are very important. But that's not to say that, you know, we should jettison any of the other skills we have. I think creativity remains incredibly important. I think sort of skills, I mean, we call them traits, but I think there is a skill to compassion and to empathy as well. And I think that those are becoming increasingly important as well. So, you know, I think it's a mixture of sort of technological skills and sort of social skills and understanding are going to be the most important sort of things that we need to progress, because we're going to need to become more adaptive to our changing situation in terms of what climate change does to us, and also in terms of how much technology advances. And, you know, as there are many things like ChatGPT and various other AI tools, you know, there are becoming increasing concerns, you know, that are being sort of played out in the media at any rate about certain types of traditional jobs no longer being or becoming defunct, so no longer being necessary. So, you know, it's a sort of understanding what we can do instead, or how we can find a niche and sort of exploit that for human beings to work.
Is there anything you'd love to be able to do in the future?
I think I'd love to be able to do a PhD at some point in the future. That'd be really nice.
A short and sweet one there. She said she would like to do a PhD at some point in the future. This is a useful expression to talk about the future when the exact moment is not important. Like, at some point in the future, we'll have to buy a new car. Or, I'd like to have children at some point in the future. On the other hand, in her first answer, she said, I think for the immediate future, there are two important skills. So the immediate future here obviously talks about the period of time that's coming next, right after now. She had some super vocabulary in this first answer too. For instance, the greening of technology and energy. The greening here refers to the process of becoming green, which of course is more environmentally friendly. She also said we shouldn't jettison our old skills. To jettison something means to get rid of it. Like, the school has jettisoned computer programming classes, or the company has jettisoned its top executives to save some money. Then we had some jobs are becoming defunct or no longer necessary. Like, with the advent of smartphones, the camera repair shop became defunct. We had a lovely idiom in this answer too, but that's not to say. She said that these new skills are important, but that's not to say that we should jettison the old ones. So we use, but that's not to say, to clarify something we just said. It means, that doesn't mean. For example, a parent might say to their teenager, I will allow you to go out tonight, but that's not to say you can come home drunk. Or mums have a difficult time juggling work life and family life. However, that isn't to say that dads have it easy. Or I think I'm getting the hang of Cambridge C1 grammar, but that's not to say I think I'll pass the exam. We had another useful phrase for clarifying what you think, and that was, at any rate. She said, these concerns are being played out. In the media, at any rate, meaning in the media at least, or in the media to be more exact. Another example would be, this grammar exercise is really hard, for me at any rate, or that painting must be priceless, or worth a few million at any rate, or this is the end of the podcast, or the last example at any rate. And it is indeed the end of the episode, as well as the end of season 4, which took way too long in the end, but we got there. So speaking of the future, in the next episodes, I'm going to change the formula a little bit at any rate. We're going to have some interviews with people who have passed their C1 and C2 exams. We're going to chat with some examiners. We might have some debates, some monologues, plenty of advice as usual. So watch this space. Keep an eye out for those episodes. And I just want to say thank you all for listening and for your feedback, which is very much appreciated. Thanks to everyone who bought transcripts and made donations. Your support has been really fantastic. So thanks a million. Okay, guys, till next time, take it easy. Trevor.